I'm sorry, turning this on, amen, so I don't forget, lest I forget. This is my wife, Jody, and we have been married 36 years. July 14th, we were married 36 years this year, amen. We have two grown children. Our daughter's name is Abigail, and she is 31, going to be 32 this month, right? Okay. And our son just turned 29 last month, and we have a 10-year-old granddaughter named Desiree, and that's it right now, amen. And but I got 36 years and our anniversary correct, and I can tell you when her birthday is too, so amen. Important dates, right? Amen. trying to stay out of trouble. But Pastor, you want to preach some more? That was good preaching already. Come on now. Man, it's so good. And it's so good what God's done here today already. And it's just been a blessing to be with y'all. I mean, that was a crowd this morning. Amen. What a time. Man, we're excited. We've been, I think I said this morning, 11 years in Thailand. This month, October 23rd, will be our 11-year anniversary. And we go back October 31st. We start our trip back. I was talking to Miss Linda about that. We start on October 31st at like 6:05 a.m. We land in Bangkok November 2nd, a little after midnight. So time changes, stuff like that. It all works out. When we came back to America, we lived July 31st twice. So we go back, we lose a day there, it all works out. So, amen. And we arrive Wednesday around a little after midnight. We fly back to our city that morning around 10, and I think 10. And Thursday night we have Bible study. We're just going to keep going, amen. We're not going to change a thing. We're just going to keep going. Man, we need some more singing like that. We need some more preaching like we've already had here this afternoon. And Pastor brought back a memory of mine. Right after I got saved, I had to do chemotherapy. And it's kind of unpleasant, you know what I'm saying? But I hope you never have to go through it. I hope you never, ever have to go through it. But for me, I'd go through it again just in a heartbeat because I know what Jesus did for me during that time frame. And it was sweet. It was sweet for me, but I hope you never have to do it. Amen. But it's just a blessing. We're excited. And we've had a time already. I have. I don't know about y'all, but it's been good for me. Amen. Miss Noel, are you tired now, ma'am? You look it. It's all over. Everybody's tired. Everybody's saying, Charlie, shut up. Let's get it going. We got a little over six minute video we'll show after this. And we'll get rolling. And can I tell you a couple stories about Thailand? Would that be okay? And if you'll turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 14, we'll just get rolling here. And yes, we do eat some strange things there. I know in Austria, do they eat strange things there? It's good food, right? Sausage and German sausage. Come on, man. We have a German restaurant in our town owned by a German man. It's a buffet. I don't go because it's too good. It's just so, the good food. I like good food. Amen. Can you tell? I got to be careful here in America. We go back in Thailand, they'll come up to me and say, you're fat. So I'm trying to avoid that stuff. And it's worse on my wife. If somebody comes up to a woman and says she's fat, Thailand, they have no qualms about that. So, but for me, it's just like, yeah, okay. I've accepted that a long time ago. I'm never going to be skinny like a Thai man. So, amen. In Acts chapter 14, we're going to go through this quick. We're going to get on with it. And everybody's tired. I see it all over your faces. We're going to watch. I'm sorry, sir. And everything. Just tell me, do this once in a while, like in the military, speed it up, you know, get it going. So, were you in the military, sir? Okay. But just give me that little hand and arm signal. And we'll get moving. And oh, okay. All right, amen. Let's close in prayer. Amen. Man, it's good. We could joke and have a good time in church. Thailand, they love to joke. But in Acts chapter 14 and verse 24, Paul and Barnabas had been on a missions journey, and they were coming back to Antioch. And I'm going to go through this real quick, tell a couple stories, sit down, watch the video, then whatever your pastor wants. Amen. So it's all good. And it said, and after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came down to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. In Antioch, they're the ones who recommended them, sent them out. We don't say recommended normally today. We say sent out from. Our sending church is in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But Paul and Barnabas's sending church was Antioch. They were recommended. So they were recommended. That's a good word, recommended. And the next verse, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. That word rehearsed is such a good word, okay? Now missionaries come back, they use a fancy word called reported. They report back home. But in the Bible, it says rehearse. They're just rehearsing what God's doing in their country. Amen. When missionaries come back. So when I'm talking today, giving these stories, it's not what we're doing there. It's what God's doing. We're going to rehearse to you some of the things that God has done while we've been there. And it's exciting. That word rehearsed is just something else. About a month or two before we came back, a Thai man asked me this question. He said, Charlie, does the Bible say you should go back to America? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? God gave us the Bible answer right there. Okay, we're going back to let the folks know what God's doing halfway around the world. Amen. That's all we're doing. We're just going to talk about what God's doing. We're just along for the ride, Miss Noel. It's not me. It's all God. Amen. And everything. But it's just a blessing. We get to serve God in Thailand. We don't have to serve God in Thailand. We get to. Amen. That's the key. Getting to. Amen. It's a privilege. It's an honor. It's not a sacrifice. It's an honor to serve God in Thailand. Amen. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. What a day you have given us. I thank you, Lord, for the great folks here at Bethel Baptist Church. I appreciate it so much. My heart is overflowing today. Please, Lord, continue to work this afternoon. Please, Lord Jesus, we pray most of all that you receive all the glory and honor and praise. We thank you about what you're about to do. In your holy, precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing. I'm sorry if my English is a mess. I've been a mess, ma'am. Miss Judy, 3 months and I'm a mess. Sometimes I can't think of words to say and it's just a mess. Amen. But yes, we eat strange things there. Okay. I guess maybe it's eating bugs that's messing me up. Okay. Amen. Yes, we've eaten bugs. Amen. You know, that's always fun. Bamboo worms. It looks like a little worm that my dad used for fish bait. And they fry it up and eat it. It's good. It tastes like a French fry. Crickets I don't like. You put a fried cricket in your mouth and all those legs and wings spread out. Ugh, that is yucky to me, okay? Oh, did that wake you up, amen? How about some crickets, sir, after? No, I don't recommend it. But they have a different culture things there, some different stuff that we just adjust to. They eat a lot of rice. They don't eat, they have potatoes. They're not like potatoes here. And my wife is like, no. So, they don't eat a whole lot of potatoes like we do here and bread. They don't eat a lot of bread with meals. It's rice. It's just a lot of rice. And we don't eat a lot of rice there. We eat a lot of salads and stuff like that. We eat a lot of rice. They're going to be calling me fat a lot. Okay. All those carbs. But for Thai people, God's designed them that way, made them that way and everything. And it's okay. Rice is rice. It's good. Put some curry on top of it. Ooh, it's good eating. Amen. But we have those things there culturally. It's a little different. Thailand is relatively small country. In the CIA World Factbook, it talks about land size, how big it is. It's about twice the size of Wyoming, Pastor. That's what the CIA World Factbook used to say about the size of Colorado and Wyoming put together, land-wise. And in that land, the population of Wyoming's big. No, I'm joking. It's around, what, 600,000-700,000 people? But in about two of Wyoming's, or Wyoming and Colorado, in Thailand, the population is over 71 million. So, yes, I don't know what the population is with Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., and those areas, but, man, it's our biggest city's Bangkok, 14 to 16 million. It's got some size on it. And our province, we're up north on our prayer card, if you got one. Yeah, we're way up north in between, like right around the D and L up there. We're way up north closer to Burma, and our province, they have provinces there. Our population of our province is 1.1 million Thai people. That doesn't include the foreigners and mountain tribes people or people who aren't citizens of Thailand. So it's a big city. We got a big city there. We have three malls in our city. We used to have five, two of them closed down. And we have those things there. We have McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, KFC, Subway. Amen on Subway salads. Come on now. Woo! That's a good eating there. Amen. Oh, did I forget anything? KFC? KFC in Thailand is not like KFC here. Okay, it's better. Amen. Got some spicy chicken. Come on now. Spicy food. Come on. We like some spicy food. Heat you up spicy. Spicy. I've eaten one thing in America since we've been back that made me think this is Thailand hot. We bought a bag of almonds and they had the Carolina Reaper almonds. And I ate some of those and it's like, this is Thailand hot. Woo, it's good, amen. Carolina Reaper, come on. You want Thailand hot? Carolina Reaper, amen. I know, sir, you're okay. I see the look, you're like, he is insane. So, but they eat spicy food there, and they just, little Thai people, and just have, they're just regular folks, amen? There's no difference. Like the same things, work hard, love their families, take care of their families, and just have a time. We have different stuff, but in the video you're going to see, the first half will be about Thai culture. You're going to see some temples. And all the temples that you're going to see are really close to where we are. So I think we took all of them within maybe like 10 minutes or 15 minutes from where we are at most. She said probably closer than that. So, but 6 years ago, this past February 14th, God helped us start the First Baptist Church of Nakhon Ping and everything. No, it wasn't planned, February 14th. But our pastor said pick a day. We just picked a day. We were having Bible study already with a group of folks that had already gotten saved. And we just picked a day, February 14th. And we just got going, and it was a blessing. We started, and it was chilly. It was chilly. We were going to have baptisms our first Sunday, Pastor, but it was too cold. It was warmer than it was here this morning. So, amen. But we were cold. We were there freezing and everything. So we waited 2 weeks, and we had some baptisms when the weather warmed up, and God started working there, and man, it's just a blessing what God's done, and we've had so many people come through our lives that God's brought us together with them. When we were studying the Thai language, we had our first year and a half there, we studied speaking, and one of our Thai teachers told us that women pick up speaking Thai quicker than men. Okay, amen. Is that true, ma'am? You think? No. No, no, I'm joking. I like the joke. We like the joke and have a good time. But Jody picked up speaking so much quicker than me, and it was a struggle for me a lot of times. And our first month there, it was really a struggle. We had a teacher teaching us how to speak Thai, but she couldn't speak English. And so when I had questions or I didn't understand something, I couldn't ask her any questions. And I just struggled that first month. And after the first month, God gave us a new teacher, and she understood English, and we could ask her questions. It helped me understand. I need to understand things. And so, but after we'd have class, we would go to the market and practice the little Thai we knew and just have a good time. And boy, we just have it a hoot. And if we didn't know something, the Thai people, if we said something wrong, the Thai people would just help us. They correct, oh no, you say it like this. And it's like, they're just trying to help us. They're friendly folks. They just want to help us. And it's just a blessing. And we did that, and we had a time, and the first house we lived in was close to the school. We'd go to the market close to us. And boy, one day we were there, and I didn't know much Thai. And this lady where we bought our vegetables, she was there. She said something to us one day, and I couldn't help her. But she said this one day. She said, I've been watching you and your wife. You guys come to the market here. She said, you're happy every day. She said, I want what you have. Amen. Pastor, I couldn't give her the gospel. I didn't know enough Thai to give her the gospel. But maybe a month or two after that, we had a Thai lady come up from Bangkok, and we took her by to meet her. And she gave her the gospel and got saved. Amen. Amen. What a blessing it was. But she noticed the difference between us and maybe the other foreigners or some other people there. And it was just exciting. We're just having a time. And after that, a young lady wrote out the plan of salvation. After a year and a half, we started learning how to read and write Thai. Men learn how to read and write quicker than women do. Our Thai teacher said that and everything. And I did. I picked up reading and writing. It's like, boo, boo, man, this is great. We had the books like a little kindergarten, trace the letter here and do this and do that. We did the same thing. I'm tracing the Thai alphabet. It's way different than here, man. I'm afraid to ask this question at churches because kids sir, tell me your name again. Bomondi? Bomond. Bomani. Bomani. How old are you, sir? You go to public school? Homeschooled? Ready? How many letters are in the English alphabet? Amen, brother. Woo! Come on, give it to me. Amen. You would believe some of the answers we get. Amen. 23. Oh, it's like, whoa. Okay. The English alphabet has 26 letters. Okay. How many vowels? How many vowels? 21 consonants, 5 vowels, right? A, E, I, O, U. Okay. Sometimes Y, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, 21 and 5. Okay. The Thai alphabet has 66. Okay, 66 characters. Okay. We have 44 consonants and 22 vowels. You okay, sir? You think, I see it. The look on his face is like, the light's coming on. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. So, but we started learning this, and we got a new Thai teacher when we switched from speaking to reading and writing. Before, during speaking, we had all women teachers. And it's good. It's a good perspective on the Thai culture. They would help us and teach us. But when we went to reading and writing, we got a man teacher. And that was a whole different picture of the Thai culture and everything for us. He helped me a lot. And after we first got him, we gave him the gospel during class one day, and he wasn't interested. And it was okay. I started praying for him. I was praying for him and just loving him. And we'd go into class, we're talking and doing the alphabet and just having a time. He's teaching us and we're learning about each other. And after about a year, somebody had given us some tracks in Thai, like, not like this, but a track in Thai. It wasn't so good. It really wasn't so good, Pastor. But the young lady printed out the gospel for us. So what we did was we reduced it and printed them out and taped them inside the tracks. So we just took a track that maybe wasn't so good that we had, and we just put the gospel inside of it. Amen. One day we came to class, and I had my tracks. I always wear shirts like this because I want tracks handy. Amen. If the shirt doesn't have a pocket, I don't keep it. Okay, I get rid of it because I want to have this in my track holder. Amen. So one day we went into class, and he said, "Charlie, can I see one of your tracks?" I was like, "Sure, here you go." He opened it up, and it had that little plan of salvation taped inside. He said, "Charlie, do you read this to people?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he said this day, he said, "Read it to me." Right during tight class. So I got out another track. He had his. And I'm reading the plan of salvation to him. If I made a mistake, he'd correct me. He's my teacher. Amen. And we go through it. We get down to the bottom, and there was an example of a prayer like tracks have. If you would like to ask Jesus to forgive you, you can pray. Just an example. And I'm reading this prayer down at the bottom to him. And I stopped and I looked at him. I said, "Did you just pray that prayer?" Have you ever done that to somebody? You're giving them the gospel and you could see something just click on in their brain and they go, "Wow, you just got saved, didn't you?" Yeah. He said, "Yeah, I prayed that prayer right there in class." His name was Goong. He was older than me, so in Thailand, I have to show him respect. There's a word that we say with, the word Goong means shrimp in English. I'm sorry, I have to translate, forgive me. So Goong, his name is Shrimp in English, but he's older than me, and I have to give him respect, and there's a word that we put on the front of his name to show him respect. It's P, Goong. P is the word, and I would say that to a woman or a man if they're older than us, just to say like sir or ma'am, to give them respect. And so we did that, and I started talking to him, and boy, over the year we'd be friends. I've been praying for him. I'm getting closer with him. But then after that year, he got saved, and he asked Jesus to forgive him. And P. Goong, man, I didn't tell you how much older he was, what did I? He's a lot older, 2 months. So 2 months older than me. But after he got saved, it became much more, okay? We became like brothers. Amen. We'd go out to eat together. He'd ask, "Charlie, come to my city." It's a long way, it's like 30 minutes away. We'd drive our motorcycle down, little scooter down, go eat with him and his family and his fiance. And boy, we just had a time. We're like a family. He's like my brother and a year older than me. And he was our teacher up until we almost came back to America and on furlough last time, about 8 years ago. And we came back to America. And while we were in America, my best friend in Thailand, my brother in Thailand, he had a heart attack. Okay. Yeah, it was bad. But he survived. Amen. He had that heart attack 2 months older than me. 8 years ago, I would have been 47. He was 47, same age, and he had a heart attack. We went back to Thailand after the furlough ended. He was my teacher again. We reunited like brothers. It was like we never left each other's side. Have you ever been with a Christian like you're just like, "Man, it's been 10 years, but it's just like we never left." And that's the way we were with each other. We'd have class, and we'd just talk and talk and just have a time. And we just loved each other. It was great. It was such a blessing. My Thai brother, he loved to play football there. Not American football, amen. Soccer, amen. That was his favorite sport. He had a heart attack, but he couldn't wait to get back out on the soccer field. He was there. He went through several months of the whole thing. And one night he was better, and he decided to go out and play soccer. They put him at goalie, so he wouldn't have to run up and down the field. He could just sit there and block the shots and stuff like that. And my Thai brother, at the end of the game, the guy came up to him and said, "We're almost done. If you want to, you can just go down the field and we'll be done. You know, just a little bit, not a whole lot left. You'll be okay. We'll think you'll be okay." He's like, "Sure." He got out from being the goalie started running down the field, had a massive heart attack and died. Whew. I miss him to this day. He was my brother, amen. We went down to his hometown and we went, they had his body on display at his house, his mom's house there. And we went in and the whole family was there, and his sisters and his fiance and his mother. I don't know if you've ever heard wailing before. His mother was so, it was heart-wrenching, her wails for her son. My son, my son. We went in and sat down, and his sister was there, and his fiance was sitting on the other side across from me, and Jody and I were there, a friend of ours, and boy, I'm just crying. I'm weeping. They brought me tissues because I was weeping. I was so sad. My Thai brother, you know. I know I'll see him again, but I miss him. Amen. I still miss him. I miss him. I'm going to see him again. I have that hope. Amen. We sorrow, but not without that hope. Amen. I'm going to see him again. We're sitting there, and they're telling us the story, and we're just crying our eyes out. And his fiance was sitting there. I said, Goong's in heaven now. I said, I think you'd sure like to see you again. So I took out good tracks, this, gave her the gospel. His fiance got saved right there, amen. I miss my best friend. Today we don't even hardly go to his city because it breaks my heart. His sister's a Christian. I told my wife when we were back here in America, I said, we haven't gone to see her in a while because it breaks us up. We're just so sad. But I said, when we go back, we got to go see her. Just to, you know, it's time. It's time. Have you been with somebody like, how in the world can a big white guy from halfway around the world have a Thai brother? How can you just love him so much that, man, it's hard, isn't it? Only God could do something like that, amen? We have so many stories. Like you're going to see in the video, you'll see a precious lady who was our neighbor. When we moved to the new building, out in front of our building, we had a restaurant. Thailand's not like America. If they want a restaurant, they can just open one up, amen? And our neighbors had a restaurant in front of us. And this precious lady, her and her boyfriend just accepted us when all the other neighbors were looking at the foreigners, amen. And a year after we moved in, this lady was never closed. If something was closed, we knew about it or something. And about a year or so after we moved into our new building, she was closed for several days. And I told Jody, I said, something's wrong here. She's been closed for a while, and she was having stomach problems. She'd gone to the doctors in Thailand. They have two forms of medicine, socialized, go to a government hospital, or private if you could afford it, but you have to pay for it yourself, or if you have insurance. But this precious lady, she went to the doctor. They said, oh, you'll be okay. Here, take this. Nothing, didn't get better. Went back to the doctor a couple times, I think, and finally got a good doctor who did some testing. She had stomach cancer and everything. It was a mess. We'd go to visit her in the hospital when they put her in the hospital. We'd go visit them and just care about them, love them about them. They loved us, you know. They accepted us when everybody else was looking at us, you know. And we went up there, and one day we went up, and she was asleep. We left some church tracks with them just to let them know we were there visiting because she was asleep. And her boyfriend told us later, or somebody, I think it was her boyfriend, he said, after that, they opened up those tracks and opened up that track and read it. And the woman said, I believe that. I believe that. She'd read that track, the plan of salvation, the Bible verses, laying in that hospital bed all by herself, just her and her boyfriend, reading that track together. Got saved, amen. You're going to see a picture of her. You see a blue blanket, a lady in the bed with a blue blanket. That's her. She went on to be home. She went home to be with the Lord not long after. Amen. We have so many stories like this that as a pastor, it's just pastor missionary. It's heartbreaking. It tears your heart out. You know you're going to see him again, but it just hurts. Amen. Those things that God's cutting our strings to this world one of these days, getting us ready to move on. Amen. I'm excited. I can't wait to see my Thai brother again. I can't wait to see my Thai mother who got saved and 2 years later died. And she loved to, never had children, 72 years old. Woman came to very first service, 72 years old, never married her entire life. About a month or 2 months after we started the church, we had an altar call, and she's like, yeah, I want to get saved. Old Buddhist lady, little Buddhist lady getting saved, amen. At her ceremony after she passed away, her older sister from Bangkok told us, sat down with us and talked to us and said, she never had children her whole life, never married, never had any children. But she told her older sister that she loved us just like her own children. 74 years old, went home to be, we were there in the hospital with her, and she went home. And those things, I'll never forget my entire life. It's worth more to me than everything that, anything. Amen. You can't, that's gold. Never had children, had to wait 72 years for God to give her children. A big white guy and a little short white girl. Amen. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is not important. This is. Amen. Well, these days I'm going to get to hug her again. Just hug her. Tell her we miss her. Amen. But we got eternity. Amen. Woo. I'm excited. I got friends over there. I always like to joke around. When we get to heaven, you know where you're going to find me at? In the Thai section, amen. That's where the good food's going to be, amen. Woo! Woo! I love them there. They're my people. How did those things happen? God. It's only God, amen. We tell churches about these stories, and, you know, they're precious to us. This video we're fixing to watch, little over 6 minutes, you're going to see some folks, some kids, some adults. I love them, like my own family. Jesus said if we give up houses or land or family on this earth, He'll abundantly give us more. It's true. It's true. It is true. Amen. So what? So what? They don't look like Americans. Who cares? Who cares? Amen. I have a time. It's fun. Amen. Little Thai boy. Loom Charlie. Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie. Yeah. And a little Thai boy send us an audio recording. I miss you. My little buddy, he'd go out soul winning with me, putting out tracks. We have door hangers. We hang on motorcycle mirrors. Everybody drives little motor. It's so easy. Put up door hangers on them. Amen. So we just have a time. And my little buddy, he called us after we came back to America. He was up in the mountains in Thailand. His dad called us, video called us. I'm stuck in a traffic jam in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm video calling a little Thai boy and his sister up in the mountains of Thailand. We're talking. He said, "Loong Charlie, when you come back to Thailand, come visit me." It's like, okay. And his sister yelled out, "And bring some candy." I was like, woo! Does that sound like a kid or what? Amen? Amen. Those things like there. And our daughter was sitting right there with us, and our granddaughter. They heard me talking to them in Thai. We're just having a time. The dad asked me a question. In Thailand, it was dark when he called. He said, "How come it's light there now?" You know, he didn't, the halfway around the world thing. And it was just the time. We're stuck in a traffic jam. There was an accident, and I'm just talking to people in Thailand. Just having a time. Amen. Just having a time. It's a good. Last night, a man came up afterwards, an older gentleman in his 60s. He came up and said, "Charlie, 22 days till you come home." He's like, "Yeah." I'm getting excited about that, man. Woo. Man, 22 days and I get to go home. Amen. I get to drive my motorcycle. But this video, you're going to see pictures and stuff like that. I know they're just pictures to y'all, but they're much more than that to me, okay? You're going to be looking at my family up there. Your pastor knows how I feel, amen? His wife, Miss Judy, knows exactly how we feel. It's good, amen? Before I sit down and give it back to your pastor, this was kind of like a Thailand report, story time. God's good to us. But I've never been here before. La Plata, Maryland. That is the hardest name for me. I called it La Plata for months now, and I got here and I'm saying it wrong, but we've had a wonderful time here. It's been a blessing, everything. Last night with your pastor and his wonderful wife, Miss Judy, is just, it's precious to me. This time we look back, I'm going to look back on, Pastor, it was good last night. I learned something. Every day I learn something. It's every time it's good, it's special. You got my wheels so turning. But he already taught you about it. And he just told me, it was like, that is amazing. That's amazing. We've had a time. It's been great today for me. I don't know about y'all, but I've had a good time. Amen. Thank you so much. We love y'all. I've been praying. And it's good. I'm glad to meet y'all. Amen. Sir, good to meet you. Amen. Good job on answering that question. Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor, it's all yours. I can't. Please pray for us. Please.